Okay, Halacha, or Tuesday night, or Lehei Nisan, Tavshin Ayin Hei, Dvar Halachim Chavis Halavas. So this year, first Seder is Friday night. In fact, the only Seder is Friday night. So, Charoses, you really got to make the Charoses on Friday. That should be one of your Friday jobs, is Charoses. If you didn't, and you have to make Charoses Friday night, that's a real problem, because it's Belila Ofa, and it's not simple to do it. So, here's what, if you have no choice, you have to do it. You want to have Charoses. So you, first of all, whenever you're chopping up, you have to chop up, make sure it's not small pieces. It should be like larger than usual. That's a tochein problem. I mean, the real problem is lisha, but you first got to make sure you don't have a tchina problem. Tchina with a, you know, tochein. Then you should have to put in the wine first, and then put in the other ingredients. Wine first, and then the other ingredients. And this is the most geschmack apart, you have to stir it with your finger. If you stir it with, let's say, the back, even if you stir it with the back of a spoon or something like that, you have to make sure you do a crisscross motion rather than a regular stirring motion. And you have to do it like, vigorously stir it. You have to do it slowly and crisscross. With your finger, I don't think you have to do crisscross. With your finger, you can do it, yeah. But then no one might eat the charoses, so wash your hands first. It really is a big problem. Belila Ova is a big problem on Shabbos. With anything, with baby cereal, with this. If it's going to be Belila Ova, really, it's a... Some hold you can't do it at all. Anything you can't do. So really, it should be a top priority on Friday to make sure you have the charoses. Once it's made... And then it's sort of dried out, and you want to put in a little more wine Friday night. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think the metzius is that it becomes more of a lisha once it's nilosh already. I think you're just making it looser. It's like putting in more liquid into tchina. Yeah, you're just making it looser, not thicker. So I don't think there's a problem, but maybe you check it out. Maybe it gets thicker for a few seconds before it gets looser. But, okay. We're in Chavis HaLavus now. We're in Shara Bechina, Shir number 30 in Shara Bechina. He's going through the things to focus on in your doing Bechina, your examining nature. So the first thing was, we said, the foundations of the universe, which we would call physics and chemistry, the yesodos by which the Teva runs. The second category was really an interesting thing. It's to study a human being, to study a human, and how people civilize the world, and how they build things, and the whole, wars, and the shifting of power, and how different civilizations arise and they accomplish different things in the world. He says that this, you see Hashem there, you see Hashgacha Pratis there, you see Chachmas, Hashem, Gvuras, Hashem, all the different things. Malchus arises and they think they're so powerful and nothing's ever going to overthrow it. And then, you know, they get overthrown and then another one comes along and accomplishes different things. And the mankind, what mankind does to the world as Hashem's emissary to be mepateach the world and to uncover its secrets, to uncover, to civilize it. Otherwise, the world would be a jungle. It's not pretty much of a jungle now, also. Okay, now we're up to the third category, which is really biology, which is the physical makeup of a person. If you study it, if you study his Vashlishus and Achachma Hanira Bar Kovas Adam Vachibur Gufo, how his body is put together, all the, it's like he's going to talk about it by Richus, because that's what he's going to focus on in Shar HaBechina, is biology. And of course, there's biology of animals also. And there's biology of plants, although it's not called biology. Anyway, everything, the fingers, I mean, it's too numerous to mention. the mind, and then there's the emotions also. He says not only the physical, the oras, not only the physical. He says v'chibur gufo, v'kochos nafsho, emotions. Only a person gets embarrassed. An animal doesn't get embarrassed. A person remembers. A person forgets. These are all matonis, as he will describe in Shaar HaBechina later on at length. For Ora Seichel, and of course the human mind, which is able to reason and able to figure things out and able to be mechadesh and how it works. And now we know on an even more sophisticated level, there's like billions of electrical impulses always going from the brain, and the way it connects to the body, and everything is really, if you study it, you would not be able to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chesed Hashem, which he says is the purpose of Bechina. Otherwise, we don't study it, so we're not nispoled from it. You have to be nispoled from every part of your body: eyelashes, eyelids, eyes, fingers, teeth, everything. And then, of course, Seichel, or HaSeichel. V'udomel olam agadol, a person is a microcosm of the universe. V'nimshal eilav v'sharosav v'yisodosav, that's really this subject worthy of study. He doesn't really go into it. He just says that the fundamentals of a person and how a person works is really a microcosm of the entire universe, which is an interesting subject of study, to see how that's so. Which doesn't describe a person too nicely. It talks about a person being like cottage cheese and milk. But it means a person starts off as a liquid which congeals, and then all of a sudden it becomes a solid and flesh and bones. Or uboser talbisheni, uvatsomus vegidim tzochacheni, chayim v'chesed osisi imodi v'kudos v'sham ruchi. So that's called Asmai Tetzman Hashem Michamocha. So that's number three. The third category of wisdom is human biology, but really the truth is animal biology is also amazing, amazing, amazing. And okay, we'll stop here.